ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ, ਡੰਡੌਤ ਬੰਦਨ ਅਨਕ ਬਾਰ, ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ, ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇ ਰਾਖੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ। ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ, ਸਾਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ, ਸਭ ਤੇ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ, ਜਿਨ ਕਲ ਰਾਖੀ ਮੇਰੀ। ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਬਾਰਹ ਮਹਾ ਮਾਂਚ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਘਰ ਚੌਥਾ, ਇੱਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ। ਕਿਰਤੇ ਕਰਮ ਕੇ ਵਿਛੜੇ, ਕਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਮਿਲੋ ਰਾਮ। ਚਾਰੇ ਕੁੰਟ ਦਹ ਦਿਸ ਭ੍ਰਮੇ, ਥਾਕੇ ਆਏ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕੀ ਸਾਮ। ਕਿਰਤੇ ਕਰਮ ਕੇ ਵਿਛੜੇ, ਕਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਮਿਲੋ ਰਾਮ। ਚਾਰੇ ਕੁੰਟ ਦਹ ਦਿਸ ਭ੍ਰਮੇ, ਥਾਕੇ ਆਏ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕੀ ਸਾਮ। ਧੇਨ ਦੁੱਧੈ ਤੇ ਬਾਹਰੀ, ਕਿਤੇ ਨ ਆਵੈ ਕਾਮ। ਜਲ ਬਿਨ ਸਾਖ ਕੁਮਲਾਵਤੀ, ਉਪਜਹਿ ਨਾਹੀ ਦਾਮ। ਹਰੇ ਨਾਹ ਨ ਮਿਲੀਐ ਸਾਜਨੈ, ਕਦ ਪਾਈਐ ਬਿਸਰਾਮ। ਜਿਤ ਘਾਰੇ ਹਾਰੇ ਕੰਤ ਨ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਈ, ਪਾਠੇ ਨਗਰ ਸੇ ਗ੍ਰਾਮ। ਸ੍ਰਭ ਸੀਗਾਰ ਤੰਬੋਲ ਰਸ, ਸਣ ਦੇਹੀ ਸਭ ਖਾਮ। ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਕੰਤ ਵਿਹੂਣੀਆਂ, ਮੀਤ ਸੱਜਣ ਸਭ ਜਾਮ। ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਬੇਨੰਤੀਆ, ਕਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੀਜੈ ਨਾਮ। ਹਰ ਮਿਲੋ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਸੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਭ, ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਨਿਹਚਲ ਧਾਮ। ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਬੇਨੰਤੀਆ, ਕਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੀਜੈ ਨਾਮ। ਹਰ ਮਿਲੋ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਸੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਭ, ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਨਿਹਚਲ ਧਾਮ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਬਿਲਵਿਦ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀਓ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ ਔਫ ਦ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ, ਆਲ ਨੋਇੰਗ, ਮੋਸਟ ਮਰਸੀਫੁਲ ਕਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਕਿੰਗਸ, ਸੇਂਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਸੇਂਟਸ, ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਟੂ ਬਿਗਿਨ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ of the immortal words of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji, which are entitled Baraha Maha. The Bani of Baraha Maha can be found on Ang 133 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj in the Manj Rag. The word Baraha Maha, Baraha means 12, Maha means months. And the style of Baraha Maha, the genre of Baraha Maha, this style of writing, has been prevalent in South Asian literature for a very long time, with examples going back to the 1100s. And in this style of writing, in this genre of writing, what the writer does is that he takes the 12 months of the year and uses these 12 months to illustrate the pain which a lover feels at separation from her beloved. And in each month, he illustrates this pain. As the seasons go by, as spring changes to summer, summer goes to autumn, goes to winter, as all of these seasons change, there's one thing which doesn't change, which is the love of the lover for her beloved. And classically, what we see is that at the beginning of these Barahamaha in Indian literature, there is the separation of the lover from her beloved, and then how this separation plays and preys upon her, and at the end, there is a union with the beloved. And Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has taken this genre, has taken this style, and applied it to spirituality. And Guru Maharaj Ji, in their Barahamaha, they show us the separation of the soul from Akal Purakh, from Vaheguru, and the pains of this separation. And they use the 12 months to illustrate the pains of this separation, to illustrate how the Guru and the Naam, the name of the Lord, are the only things that can cure this separation. And in the end, we are given union with the Lord by Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, explains that those people who have meditated upon the Naam, those people who have followed what the Guru has said, they have been united with the Lord. And in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, there are two Barahamaha, one written by Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj in the Tukhari Rag, and the other written by Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji, as we've already said, in the Manj Rag. Now, to understand the Barahamaha completely, we need to understand the system of months in India. The Indian system of months is based both on the sun and on the moon together. And the way this is that as we are looking at the sun, although it is the earth which rotates around the sun, it looks like, when we look to the sun, that the sun is moving through the sky. And as we perceive the sun moving through the sky, there is a backdrop of 12 constellations. And these constellations are called Rashi. And as we perceive the sun to move, the day that the sun moves from one backdrop of constellations to the other, that day is called the Sankrant, which is derived from the Sanskrit word Sankrant. Sang meaning in a good way, in a positive way, Krant meaning change. So when there is a positive change being taken forth, when we are going forward in the months, and in this way, the Sankrant, as we call it in Punjabi, is the first day of the month. And alongside this, the Indian system of months uses the lunar cycle, which is the cycle of the moon. And it uses this in the method of Sudhi and Vadi. Sudhi means increasing phases of the moon. So when we can see a little bit more of the moon, more and more, and that leads up to a full moon, which we call a Purnamashi, and Vadi, which are decreasing phases of the moon, so where we see less and less and less, until we come to the night of Masya, where there is no moon to be seen in the sky at all. And we see this system in Chaupai Sahib Dibani of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. At the end of Chaupai Sahib, Maharaj Ji says, Chaupai Sambat Satraha Sahaspanija Arata Sahaspuntini Kahija. And that first part of the Chaupai, that first part of that Shabad, is talking about the year in which the Bani was written. And the second half says, Padrava Sudhi Astami Ravivara Tir Sutadra Granth Sudara, that it was on the Tir, the bank of the river Satluj, that I completed this work. And Maharaji says that Padrav Sudhi Astami Ravivara, that it was the 8th Sudhi. So the 8th Sudhi of the month of Padro Ravivara, and it was a Sunday on which Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj completed this Bani. So we can see how this system of Sudhi, Vadis and Sangrans worked. And what used to happen was, in the medieval times, it was said that you must listen to the name of the month on the Sangran, on the first day of the month. You must listen to that name of the month from a high caste priest, the Hindu priest, the Brahmin. And this myth was put around by the Brahmins, it was propagated by them, that on that day of the Sankrant, you must go to the Brahmin, give him an offering, and he will tell you the name of the new month. And if you listen to the name of the new month from him, You'll be blessed. Everything you do that month will take off. Any business you start will sure to bring you in loads of money. Anything you do will be blessed. And if you don't go to the Brahmin, if you don't go to the high caste priest on that day, then what would happen? Then everything you do would be cursed. Then there's no point of even waking up in the morning, because everything you do for that whole month would be cursed. There would be a curse upon you and all that know you. And the people of that era, and even today in some parts of India, these thoughts still exist. The people of that era would get together, take whatever it was they were going to offer to the Brahmin, to the high caste priest, offer it, and he would tell them the name of the new month. And this system of offerings to the Brahmin meant that each Brahmin in each village ended up with nearly a whole month's supply of wealth and offerings. And therefore, it was a very sweet deal for the Brahmin. All he had to do was to tell the name of the new month to the people, and they would give him many different types of offering, food, clothes, and money. And on these changing of months, people would worship the sun, and they would give offerings to the sun. But if we look at this from the point of Gursikhi, Gursikhi teaches us that for us, Namo Suraj Surje, that Waheguru, as Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, God is the sun of all suns, greater than all suns. This sun is created and one day it will be destroyed as well. The sun's light will not remain forever, but the light of Almighty God and the light of the Guru will remain forever and forever. And for us, the Guru is the true sun, the sun who has taken away all of the darkness of our ignorance. And in the same way as the sun changes through this backdrop of constellations and therefore brings a change on the earth of months, the Guru, with the light of Gurmat, changes the month of this human life, which has been stuck in Vishaya Vishayani Buddhi, which has been stuck in Vishaya, meaning corruptions and sins. And Guru Sahib Ji takes this and changes this into the month of spiritual wisdom, the month of Atam Vishayani Buddhi. Atam Vishayani means that which is always looking out for spirituality, that which is always looking out for spiritual gain. That is the way that the Guru, the true sun, the eternal giver of light, changes the minds, hearts and souls of the Sikhs. And now Sadh Sangaji, to understand why Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj compiled this Bani, let us take our minds back to the time of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj. Satguru Sahib Ji, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, is sitting at the place where there is now Gurdwara Manji Sahib Diwan Hall. A beauteous scene with such great souls, such blessed souls, Brahmgyanis, God-conscious souls, such as Baba Buddha Sahib Ji, Bhai Gurdas Ji, Bhai Manj the selfless servant, Bhai Shalo Ji. All of these great Sikhs are sitting there in the Darbar, in the court of the Guru. It is an amazing sight. And Baba Buddha Ji gets up and stands with his hands folded, his eyes fixed on the feet of the Guru. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, Baba Buddha Ji, please speak freely. What is it that you want to say? And Baba Buddha Ji said to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, O blessed fifth light of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, please bless us. O Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, give us such a bani which mentions the 12 months of the year, instructs us to meditate upon the Naam, which we can read and we can learn the instruction of the Guru in our lives, bring that instruction of the Guru into everyday lives. And Baba Buddha Sahib Ji humbly requested Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, please bless the Sangta, please bless the congregation and free it from the superstitions of listening to the first day of the month from high caste priests and paying offerings to them and all of these rituals, all of these superstitions. Take out all of these doubts and illusions from our minds and bless us with such a bani that we can read every day and understand Gurmat. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj replied to Baba Buddha Ji, but Baba Buddha Ji, we have in our first form, in the form of Guru Nanak, already written Baraha Maha in the Raag Tukhari. And Baba Buddha Ji said, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, those Shabads, that Bani of Baraha Maha written in the Raag Dakhari by Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj. They are very hard to understand. Please bless us with a simple bani that we can read, and by reading, whilst reading, we can understand, and we can make it part of our nitnam, of our daily liturgy, our daily prayers. And each month, we can get together and recite this and take in the instructions of the Guru into our minds. The place where Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj recited this bani for the first time is marked to this day by a marble palki sahib. And we can go and have darshan of that marble palki sahib, that marble throne. And that place is just to the right of Gurdwara Manji Sahib Diwan Hall, which is just outside of the Darbar Sahib complex. And what Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has done in this bani is Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has freed us from the rituals of having to listen to the month, the name of the month from the Brahmins. Guru Sahib Ji has taken us out of that. And instead Guruji has used the style of Baraha Maha. Guruji has used the months to again remind us of Vaheguru. Just like the bani Din Rain, which follows this. Din Rain means day and night. Guru Sahib Ji has used these as tools to remind us of Vaheguru, to instruct us of Gurmat. And if we look in the writings of Gurmukh Pyare of beloved Sikhs such as Bhai Nandalal Ji mentions in their works, and especially in the Zindagi Nama, Rooz Jumma Momanan Paak Baz Girdmi Ayind Az Behir Nimaz. And this means that every Friday our Muslim brothers get together and they, on the day of Jumma, they read their namaz, they do their prayers. And Bhai Nandalal Ji says, Ham chunadar mazb meh saad sang, that I am part of the saad sangat, the guru sangat, the guru's congregation. Kaz muhabbat ba khuda da randarang. And getting together with the sangat, we imbue ourselves in the colour of God's love, in the colour of God's name. And Bhai Nandalal Ji goes on to say, Girdmi ayind dar mahe do bar behr zikr khas aaye parvadigar. That the Sangat of the Guru gets together, especially on 2 days. And those 2 days used to be Masya, when there was no moon, and Sangrand, the day when the new month would be, the first day of the new month. And the Guru Sangat would get together on these occasions. Why on these occasions? Does it mean that they worship the sun? Does it mean that they worship the moon? Or does it mean that the Sikhs regarded the days of Puranmashi, the days of Masya, the days of Sangrand, with some reverence, or that these were special days? And if we ask Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj these questions, Maharaji tells us back in strong, clear words on Ang 350 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Sahib Mera Eko Hai, Pai Eko Hai. Maharaj Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, O Pai, O brothers, O people of the world, Sahib Mera, my Lord and Master is Eko, is the One. I do not bow to any other. I do not worship any idols or tombs or demigods or the sun and moon. The only one I worship is Ik Oankar, that one eternal being. And if we ask Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, is there one day which is more blessed than another? Is there one moment which is more auspicious than another? And Guru Sahib Ji explains back to us. Sadguru Sahib Ji says on Ang 927, Rutti Maha Murat Kadi, that rut, that season, that maha, that moment, that rutti, that season, that maha, that month, that murat, that kadi, that moment, that hour, gun ucharat sobhavant jiyo, in which I am ucharat, in which I am chanting your gun, your praises, that is sobhavant, that is blessed. Guru Sahib Ji Maharaj is explaining to us that those days that we remember God are blessed days. They are holy days, they are special days. The days on which we read the Guru's Bani, the days on which we listen to the Guru's Kirtan, the days on which we meditate upon the Guru, the days on which we contemplate God. And on those days, no matter what that day is, whether it's the beginning of the month or the end of the month or whatever it is that we forget Waheguru, that day is cursed for us. That day is sad for us. And Maharaji explains this on Ang 318 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Guru Arjan Sahib Ji says, Salok Mahalla Panjava Nanak Soi Dinas Suhavada. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that dinas, that day, is Suhavada, is beautiful and blessed. Jet Prabh Ava Chet, on which day into my chit, into my consciousness, abides the Lord. On which day I contemplate Vaheguru and think about the Lord. Jet din visre parabrahm, that day on which I forget parabrahm, my eternal Lord God, phet pale rirot. Maharaj Sahib Ji says that it doesn't matter how pleri, how nice that season is, how calming that atmosphere is, how nice the nature is or anything else. Guru Sahib Ji says that that rota, that season is pit. Pit literally means cursed. That season for us on which we do not contemplate Waheguru is a bad day for us. So Gurmat is telling us, the Guru's wisdom is telling us, that remembering Waheguru will make each moment, each day, each second blessed. So before we begin the katha, let us not fall into the trap of thinking this day is special or this day isn't. Those days are blessed upon which we remember Waheguru. Those moments, those breaths are blessed. And those moments, those breaths in which we forget the Lord, they are cursed. And I want to make it very clear at this point that the Bara Mahabani is not just meant to be read on this Sangrand. And that in the old days, many of the Sikhs used to read this as their daily nitnam. Every day they would read Bara Maha amongst the other Baniya that they read on top of their Panj Baniya, on top of their five daily prayers. And the message of this Bani is, as with the whole of Gurbani, Aad Saj, Jugaad Saj, Happy Saj, Nanako Sipi Saj. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, in the beginning of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, tells us that this Bani, these words which I am about to speak, are Aad Saj, are the primal truth, Jugaad Sach, and in the ages to come they will be true. Happy Sach, and they are true now, Nanak Ho Sipi Sach. And Satguru Maharaj Sahib Ji, Guru Nandev Ji tells us that forever and forever these will remain true. And whoever follows this Bani will merge in with the truth. So these Bara Maha, they apply to us throughout our lives. As the seasons come and go, as the months come and go, we can learn from these Bara Maha, we can learn from this Amrit Bani every day of our lives. And indeed, those Gursikhs who read Bara Maha every day are blessed. But also on the flip side of this, getting together on those days, on the Sangran, on the Purnamashi, on the Masya, and understanding Gurmat, looking at the Guru's message, reading the Guru's Bani, it is not Manamat, it is not against the Guru's wishes. As long as we are not worshipping these days, as long as we just use these days as a vehicle of remembering Waheguru. And when we read these words of Bhai Nandalal Ji, we must remember that getting together on the Sangrand or the Purnamashi, the day of the full moon, or the Masya, the day of no moon, was simply a vehicle. Everybody knew when the Purnamashi was. Remember, these were the times of the Gurus, and people didn't walk around with watches strapped to their hands. They didn't have mobile phones with which they could look, oh, this is the date, this is the time. But if you said to someone, oh, we'll meet on Purnamashi, they'd understand that when there's a full moon, that is the day we'd meet up. If you said to someone, oh, we'll meet on the Sangrand, they'll know when the Sangrand's coming. They know when that changing is coming. If you said to someone, oh, we'll meet on the Masya when there's no moon, they knew when that was. Because they lived a life which was very natural. They depended upon the sun, and they look to the moon in order to live their lives. That is how they gauge time. They didn't have mobile phones, they didn't have watches. And so we must take out this from our mind, that shanka, that doubt, that, oh, is it anything to do with worshipping the sun or moon? No, it's nothing to do with worshipping the sun or moon. It's nothing to do with any of that. It was simply a way of marking that on this day, especially after 1 month, the Sangat will get together, because the Guru has given us the message of being Gristi, of living in the world. And every day, twice a day, there is a Divan. Divan meaning Guru's court. And every day, twice a day, in the morning, there's Asadivar, in the evening, there's Reras. But not everyone can make it to these. So once a month, twice a month, or three times a month, on these days, the Guru would say, oh, we're going to get together. And throughout our history, many times we've used these dates in order to get together. Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, when they left the Qila of Jamkar, when they left the fortress of Jamkar, they said to Pai Daya Singh, Pai Tarm Singh and Pai Man Singh to follow the North Star, and that they would meet in 3 days to split up and then follow the North Star. This doesn't mean that Guru Sahib Ji worshipped the North Star. It simply means that it was used in order to give a sense of direction and a sense of time. So in the same way, Gurmukh Pyareo, this getting together of the Sangat on the Sangrand was not a worshipping of the sun. Guruji cut us out of all of those rituals, and instead Guruji used the Sangrand, Guruji used this day of the new month to get together the Sangat and to tell them about Gurmukh. And if we look in the Bara Maha talks about how the soul is separated from God. And Guru Sahib Ji gives us the path in the Bara Maha of how we are going to merge again into that almighty creator. And the first body of the Bara Maha, the first part of the Bara Maha is a binti. It is a prayer, it is a supplication before God. And it recognizes that the soul, the human being, has committed countless mistakes, and it is a prayer in front of God to overlook these mistakes and to purify us. And all this idea of spirituality runs through all of the Bara Maha. And in the Bara Maha, we can see six main topics. The first topic is the Guru giving us spiritual wisdom. And how does the Guru do that? Jet Govind Aradhya Hova Anandakana. The Guru says, by remembering God in the month of Jet, by remembering God, we can gain Kana, a lot of Anand, countless bliss. The second topic is the topic of spiritual love. And the Guru in Bara Maha, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, puts out this topic very beautifully when they say, Asun Prem O Mahara Kyo Miliya Har Jai. In the month of Asu, O Mahara, the Prem, the love for my Almighty Lord, O Mahara, builds up within me. The third topic is of separation. And that topic can be found in the quote of Vema Khoi Ram Te Lagan Janam Vijog. Those people who turn away their face from Ram, from Vaheguru, from the Creator Lord, Lagana Janam Vijog, many lifetimes pass by in Vijog, in separation. And on the other side, the fourth topic is of union, being reunited with the Lord. Ich punni vidpagni var paya hararai. I have found my var, my husband, Lord. I've paya, I've found him. The fifth topic which we can find is that which tells us to bring humility into our lives, to fall to the feet of the Guru and of the beloved saints. And Guruji says, Mag Majan Sang Satua Turi Kar Isnan, to do Ishnan, to bathe in the dust of the feet of the holy saints. And the sixth topic which we can find in the Bara Maha is that of complete and utter bliss. And we can find that in lines such as Falgun Anand Uparjana Har Sajjan Pragatiai. When Waheguruji is Pragate, has been found inside us, Har Sajjan Pragate Ai, when that Lord has welled up within us, has blessed us, then there is Anand, then there is bliss of the union with the Creator, of the union with God. So when we look through the Bara Maha, when we go through each body, when we go through each part, and there are 14 parts, 12 of the months, one introduction, and then the concluding paragraph, the concluding part, the concluding body. Look out for these six topics and how they play upon us as we look through this immortal Bani of the Guru. Now we're going to look at the first body. And in this body, remember, the Guru is telling us of the separation of the soul from Vaheguru and why this separation has taken place. Baraha Maha. Baraha Maha, as we've explained before, means Baraha means 12, Maha means months. Manj is the rag, the second rag in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And Manj rag is this rag where there is a deep feeling of separation and a deep drenched love. And it has a calling out, like someone who's calling out to their beloved. And in that rag, Mahalla Panjama, the fifth light of Guru Nanak, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji speaks, Kar Chautha. And this is to be sung in the fourth house of rhythm and beat. And Guru Sahib Ji begins with the Mangalacharan, with the introduction. Ik O Ankar. There is one eternal creator, nourisher and destroyer of all, who is the protector of all, who is the illuminator of all, and who is forever one, and there is no other like Waheguru, there is no other like that one Lord. And that Lord God, Waheguru, is always Sat, is eternal, forever and forever. That eternal Lord is Gur. Gur means always conscious, the bringer of light. And that eternal Waheguru is Prasad. Prasad meaning blissful, full of bliss. And also that one eternal Waheguru is found through the grace, the Prasad of the Satguru, of the true Guru. And Guru Sahib Ji in the first line of the Bara Mahaguru Sahib Ji says to us, Kirt Karmike Vichode. This first line, very first line, is telling us that we have been Vichode, that we have been separated. And when we ask, how have we been separated? What has separated us? Guru Sahib Ji tells us, Kirt Karm. Kirt means my past, karm means my actions. My past actions are what have vichade, are what have separated from, which have separated me from you, O Vaheguru. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is saying this. And we must also learn in these lines. What are we going to learn? Now we must ask ourselves the question. Gurbani says that, Pratachrida Guru Arjan ka harpurn brahmane vas liyo. That Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji harpurn brahmane vas liyo, that immortal being, that creator Lord, that Vaheguru pervaded through Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Guru Arjan Dev Ji was the light of that Lord. How can Guru Arjan Dev Ji be separated if Guru Arjan Dev Ji is talking about themselves here? Now what we have to learn is that sometimes the teacher does his degree, goes through school, goes through university, and then when he's going to teach the class, again he picks up the chalk and on the board he writes A is for apple, and he says out loud A is for apple. Does that mean that the teacher doesn't know that A stands for apple? No, it doesn't mean that. But in order to teach his class, the teacher has to say himself many times A is for apple. And in the same way, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is completely one with the Lord. There is no difference between Satguruji, between Guruji and Waheguru. Gurbani tells us this again and again, Guru Parameser Ekko Jaan, know that the Guru and Waheguru are the same light. But Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is saying these lines in order to teach us. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is teaching us how to do a benti, how to pray to the Lord, what type of feelings, what type of emotions, what we should be thinking, what should we feeling, what should we be saying with our tongue. Kirt Karm Ke Vichade, that we are vichade, that we are separated from you, Vaheguru. We know that we are separated from you. Firstly, to even know, to even have this knowledge that we are separated, that knowledge of separation is something which is lost in this world. Many of us live our lives out without this knowledge of separation, without this idea that we are vichade. That is why Gurbani says, Birha, birha, akhiya, birha tu sultan. That birha, this idea that we are separated from Waheguru, is the sultan, it is the king. Why is it the king? Because it's the first realization of spirituality. The first realization of spirituality that is that we are separated. And if we don't have that sense of separation, we haven't taken the first step of spirituality. So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is telling us, Kirt Karm Ke Vichade, that because of our past lives, we have been separated. O Waheguru, Kar Kripa Meleho Ram. Hey Ram, Ram meaning that Waheguru who pervade through all, that Lord God who permeates through all of his creation. O Waheguru, Kar Kripa, bless me with your Kirpa, bless me with your grace. Meleho, unite me with you. And Guruji is teaching us the humility that we need in order to be united with the Lord. We must realize that Mujh Avagana Saha Nahi Dos. Sheikh Fareed Ji on Ang 794, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji tells us, the fault is with me, not with my Lord. Dadda Dos Na Dehi Kise, Guru Arjan Dev Ji tells us, Dos Karma Apanya, Jo Mai Kiya So Mai Paya, what I have kiya, what I have done, So Mai Paya, that I have sown, that is what I am going to reap. So Guru Sahib Ji is telling us that we are separated from Vaheguru through our own actions, our own karam. Those bad actions of previous lives, that is why we are separated. And when we stand before the Lord, that is what we are meant to say in order to have that union with Vaheguru. And will this union with God be found any other way? No, Guruji says, Kar kirpa, only through Guruji's kirpa, only through the grace of Vaheguru, only through the grace of the Lord can that union be found. So in this first line, we are learning so much. This first line is telling us the first rule of spirituality. This first line is telling us how we need to do an ardas, how we need to pray in front of the Lord. We need to have in our minds at all points, Muj avgan sah nahi dos, like Shaykh Farid Ji says, Muj avgan. We need to understand that the avgan, the vices are in us, not in Vaheguru. Kar kripa mel ho ram. Guruji goes on to say, Char kunt dah dis prame thak aaye prab ki saam. Char kunt dah dis prame. I have wandered through, Guru Sahib Ji says, Char kunt, in the four corners of the earth, and dahadis in the 10 directions. What are the 10 directions? The 10 directions are north, and you can count along as you listen, north, northeast, east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest. So they are the 8 directions, and you may think, well, what are the 10 directions? Up and down are the other 2 directions. So Guru Sahib Ji says that, Char kunt, in all 4 corners I've searched round, in all 10 directions I've gone, Thak aaye prab ki saam, and I have wandered around in all of these directions. Char kunt, what does Char kunt mean? The 4 khaniya. What are the 4 khaniya? The 4 types of being. Gurbani tells us that there are 4 types of being. Andaj, which are born from egg. Utpuj, which are born from the ground, such as plants. Jeraj, which are born through placenta, such as human beings. And Setaj, which are born through sweat and through dirt. And Guru Maharaj says that in these 4 khaniya, in these 4 types of life form, I've wandered in dahadis in all 10 directions, all over the world, in many reincarnations I've gone, and prame, I've wandered. And another meaning of this line is char kunt. Char kunt means the 4 points. Kunt comes from the Sanskrit meaning the highest point, the peak of a mountain. And what are these 4 peaks within us, within our soul? These 4 peaks are what make up our antahakaran, which what make up our inner mind. And what are they? Man, our mind. Budh, our conscience. Chit, our memory. And ahankar, ego. These 4 points within me, and the dahadis, the 10 directions. And what are these? These are the 5 karma indre and the 5 gyan indre. Indre meaning organs. Karma indre are those organs which carry out functions. So the first is hands. The second is feet. The third is the tongue. And the last 2 are those which are used in disposing of waste. So these are the 5 karmindre, the 5 organs which carry out functions. And the 5 gyanindre are the ears with which we hear, the skin with which we feel, the eyes with which we see, the tongue with which we taste, and the nose with which we smell. And Guru Sahib Ji says that with these 4 points of my mind, the man, buddh, jit, ahankar, with the 10 indre, with these 10 organs, I've wandered around. And what have I wandered around doing? I've wandered around fulfilling all of the desires of my organs. If my tongue calls out for more to taste, I eat more. If my eyes want me to look at people in an evil or lustful way, I do that. If my hands go to steal, I let them. And I've wandered around many lifetimes. I've wandered around for so long. Thak aaye prab ki saam. And I've become tired. Tak means to get tired. Aye Prabhu ki Sam, and I've come into Sam meaning the protection. I've come into the protection of you, O Waheguru. And this line is teaching us something very important. And the most important thing in this line is Tak. Tak meaning being tired. To completely be given up. And this is the type of mentality with which we must come in front of the Guru. When we fall down in front of the Guru, when we come to Mathatek to the Guru, we must have this idea that we are Tak, that we are tired. And you may be thinking, well, what does this mean? Our eyes never get tired of watching the world. Our ears never get tired of listening to slander. Our tongue never gets tired of tasting. Our eyes never get tired of looking evilly at others. Our hands never get tired of taking that which isn't ours. But Guru Sahib Ji here is saying the most important thing, Tak, that we must be tired out completely. What does that mean? We must have given up all these things that we must realize. There must be a realization that we are separated from Waheguru, and it is due to our senses being engaged in all of these vices, and therefore we are tired, we've given up on that. Aye Prabhu Ki Sam, only then do we come into the protection of the Lord. As Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj says in their Bani of Sri Dasam Granth, Guru Sahib Ji says, Dohara Sagal Dwar Kau Chhad Ke, I've given up all other doors. I've given up all other hopes. Gahyo Toharo Dwar, and I've come to your door. And that is the type of mentality that we need when we are coming to the Gurdwara, when we're coming to do an ardas in front of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, that Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, I have been through the world, I've tasted all of the tastes of the world, and now I've realized, Anrasa Jete Tachakhe Nimakhna Trisna Tiri Late. Guru Sahib Ji says in Gurbani, all of the other ras, all of the other tastes which I have tasted, none of them take away my Trishna, the fire inside. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that on Ang 180 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, that Trishna, all those desires, cannot be taken away. Anarasa jete ta chakhe nimakhna trishna teri lathe. That even for a nimak, even for a minute, that Trishna, those desires, cannot be taken away. And so we must have this idea of Tak in our minds. We must have this idea of we have given up. Aye Prabhu Ki Sam, only then can we fall into the Sam. Only then can we fall into the protection of the Lord. Ten dudda te bahari kitana aava kaam. Guru Sahib Ji gives us an example here. Guru Sahib Ji says, dudda te bahari. Dudda means milk. Bahari means within, without. Without milk, without giving milk, then the cow, kitana aava kaam. If the cow isn't giving milk, then what kaam, what purpose is it serving? It's serving no purpose. It's doing nothing, there's no profit. And if we apply this to spirituality, what is the cow? If we look into the deeper meanings, the cow is referring to this body. And what is the milk? The milk is of selfless service. If this body isn't being put into use of selfless service, kitana aava kaam, then what is going to happen with this body in the end? It's simply going to be burnt on the funeral pyre. The point is of having this body is to use it to serve the Sangat, to serve the Guru's congregation, to serve the world, to serve humanity. Otherwise, there's no point of having the body. And another understanding of this line is that this cow, what is the cow? The cow is our Buddha, our intellect, our understanding. And if in our understanding we do not have the milk of the Guru's words, we do not have the milk of the Guru's command, then what is the point? If out of our intellect does not drip the milk, the nectar of the Guru's commands, the Guru's words, the Guru's rahat, the Guru's way of living, then what is the point of this intellect? Kitana aava kaam. This intellect, this body serves no purpose if it is not being put into the service. If this body is not being put into the service of humanity and this mind is not being engaged with the Guru's mat, the Guru's wisdom, then what is the point? It serves no purpose. Guruji goes on to give us another example. Jal bina saak kumalavati. Without jal, without water, the saak, the crops kumalavati wither away. Upajaha nahi dam. And upajaha means to be produced. There is no production of dam. Obviously, there's no money comes in. If the crops all wither, then where is the money going to come from? Of course, there's going to be no money. And if we look at this spiritually, what is the jal talking about? The jal means prem, love. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj tells us in Sri Akal Ustad Sahib, in the Sri Dasam Granth Sahib, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, Jin prem kiyo tin hi prav payo. Only that person who has found true love, only that person who can truly love can find the Lord. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj tells us that in this line as well, Jal bin, without the water of God's love, without the water of love, true love, saak. What is the saak? What are the crops in this case? Virtues. Without the water of love, the fields of virtue, kumlavti, wither away. Virtues can only be kept for such time without love. Without love, all of these virtues wither away. There's no point of them. Upajaha nahi dam, and they do not bring in the dam, they do not bring in the money, they do not bring in the wealth of mukti, of liberation. And Guruji is telling us that without the jal, without the water of love, these crops are going. These crops of virtues, we can gather together as many virtues as we want, but without love, they will all wither away. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, Har nahana miliya sajana katapaya bisram. If we do not meet with our sajana, with our beloved friend, our naha, our husband, Lord Vaheguru Hari, katapaya bisram. How can we find bisram? How can we paya? How can we find bisram? Means a place of rest, a place of peace. If we do not unite, na miliya, if we are not united by our friend, the Guru, Sajana, our friend, the Guru, with our Lord, with our husband, Lord, Hari, Vaheguru, Katapaya Bisram. Until that happens, how can we rest? And the Gurmukh Pyare, they live out this within their lives. If you see them every moment of every day, they're either meditating, or they're repeating the Guru's mantra, the Guru's words, or they're doing seva, or whether they're at work, even then in their mind or just under their breath, they're saying the word Waheguru, they're meditating upon the Mool Mantra. Every minute of every day, they're not resting, they're putting it into meditating and gathering together as much of the Naam Tan, the wealth of God's name, so that they can be united with the Lord. And when they look at us and we're sitting around happy as Larry, all lazy, not even getting up to read Japji Sahib in the morning, they say, oh, what are you doing? Wake up, prani tu aya laha len. You've come onto this earth to gain something. You came onto this earth to realize something. Like Guru Arjan Dev Ji tells us in Raharas, pai prabhat manuk dehuriya. We've been given this human body to realize something, to gain something. Gobind milki eh teri bariya. And we ask, what is the point of life? Guru Arjan Dev Ji gives us the point of life. Gobind milki eh teri bariya. This is your chance to unite yourself with the Lord. And those Gurmukh Pyare, they never have any bisram, they never rest until that day of union comes. Day and night they are meditating. Day and night they are repeating the Mool Mantra, they are repeating the Guru Mantra. Katapaya bisram, Guruji says. And in another way of looking at it, Har nahana miliya sajana, until that day comes when we unite in with our husband Lord, katapaya bisram, we can never find a place of rest, because every place which we have found falls away. Now, what do I mean when I say that? This body, we feel so happy in this body now. We feel, oh, you know, this body will remain forever. But even this body isn't a place of rest forever for our soul. One day, death will come and take us away. And so many bodies have come like that before us. We must understand this point. So many bodies have come that we thought, oh, this is our body, this is me, I'm going to remain like this forever. And so many have gone. And Bhagat Kabir Ji wakes us up on Ang 692 and says, Oi, human being, kal aheri phirai badhik jiyon. The badhik, the hunter of kal, of death, lurks around at every moment. And each of these bodies that we've gone through, each of these bodies fall away. We think that this body will remain forever, but no, it's not a place of bisram. This earth is not a place of resting. If you were to go into a hotel and say, well, I'm going to live here forever, everybody would laugh. And they would say, what are you doing? Don't you know that you're only going to be here for one night? And you're saying, one night, I'm going to stay here forever. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji tells us on 889, Iha basna raat moode. Oh fool, you've only got one night in this hotel. In the same way, Guru Arjan Dev Ji now is telling us that katpaye basram, we cannot just sit here complacently because there is no peace. And mentally and spiritually, we won't find any peace until we merge in with Akal Purakh, with Vaheguru. There's no peace until that day, because everybody, every sarir, every physical body which we think belongs to us, one day death comes and snatches that away. We need to find the place of eternity where there's no birth or death. And Guru Sahib Ji explains us to that in Bani. This is Nanak Badda Kartaha. Nanak Badda. Nanak has been joined in to that house where Guru Sahib Ji explains to us, Jitha Mirta Na Janam Jara, where there is no being born, there's no dying. And that is what we're aiming for. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji wakes us up and tells us that in this line. Guru Sahib Ji says, Jit Kare Har Kant Na Pragtai Pat Nagar Se Gram. That car, that house in which we do not sing the praises of Kant, of my Lord, of my Hari, of my Prabhu, of my Waheguru, in those houses where the praises of my beloved aren't sung, and where the praises of the Lord aren't sung, Guru Sahib Ji tells us, Pathanagar Se Gram. Those Nagar, Nagar means big cities, and Gram means villages. Those big cities and those villages, they are just pat, they are just like burning ovens. And Kabir Ji explains this in his Bani. Bhagat Kabir Sahib Ji says, Kabir ja kar sadhana sevi hai. In that house where there is no seva, there is no selfless service of the saints, har ki seva na hai, and there is no saint, there is no seva of the Lord, te kar marhat sar khe, poot basahan tin mahe. Kabir Ji says that those houses are like marhat, they are like places of cremation, and the people who live within them are like poot, are like ghosts. Kabir Ji is waking us up, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji is saying the same thing in this line, that those houses where Waheguru is not meditated upon, those houses become full of sadness. And on another level, Guru Sahib Ji says, Jit kar, within which, what kar is there? Our body, those bodies, those beings, those physical beings who do not pragtai, in whose heart does not abide, does not pragtai harkant, the husband, Lord, Waheguru, Pat Nagar Se Gram, whether they are Nagar, meaning people who have very big bodies, those people who are tall, or those people who think they're very well built and large, or whether they are Gram, or whether they are small and thin. Guru Sahib Ji says, whether they are small and thin, or whether they are tall and large, they are Pat. They are simply burning. They are burning in the fire of desire, they're burning in the fire of lust, they're burning in the fire of anger, if they do not have the Lord abiding within their heart. And Guru Sahib Ji says that that soul bride who is separated from her lord, in whose house does not abide the husband lord, that soul bride who is waiting eagerly for her husband lord, when she looks out into all of the cities and all of the villages, without her husband lord, all she sees is but, all she sees is burning. All she sees is separation from her husband lord. In that state of bedarg, in that deep state of love, the soul bride who has realized she is separated, she does not get entangled into the pleasures of the towns or the villages. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on to tell us, Srab Sigar Tambol Ras Sanadehi Sabakam, Srab Sigar, all decorations, Tambol Ras. And the Ras, the juice of chewing the betel leaves, the Tambol. All of these pleasures of the world, Sanadehi, San, and along with the Dehi, along with the body, sub, all of these things are calm. Calm means kacche. Kacha means that which will not remain, that which will fall away, transitory, passing. And on a spiritual level, srab sigar, all of the sadhanas that we do, adantambol, the betel leaves, chewing the betel leaves or speaking sweet words but without any love in our hearts, and at us engaging in these sweet words but with no feeling inside, sanadehi, and that body with which these acts are committed, sab, all of that is calm, is useless, all of that is transitory, all of these things will fall away if we do not follow the Guru's instruction, if we do not follow the Guru's mat, the Guru's wisdom, and if there isn't that union with the Almighty. Without naam, Govind Pajan bin birthe sab kaam. Guru Sahib Ji says, without Pajan, without meditation on Vaheguru, all of these things are useless. But if we are meditating upon the Lord, even if we are at work, that work is blessed. Because on our tongues, as Bhagat Namdev Ji explains to us, Haath paon kar kaam sab cheet niranjan naal. With our hands and feet, we may be doing many jobs, but we keep our cheet, our mind, our consciousness focused on the Lord, and therefore, even that job is blessed, even that place is blessed. But Guru Sahib Ji is telling us in this line that without the name of the Lord, all of these outer decorations and all of these outer sweet words, they count for nothing. Prabhu Swami Kanta Vihuniya. That person, that being, that soul bride who is Vihuniya, who is separated from her Kant, from her Prabhu, from her Lord, from her Swami, from her Master, from her husband Lord, Meet the Sajjan Sabjam. Meet Sajjan. The friends and the companions all seem like Jam. All seem like angels of death. They all seem frightening. And what is this saying to us? Without joining, without uniting into Vaheguru, and without the protection of our Guru, without the hand of the Guru on our heads, Meet the Sajjan. What are the Meet Sajjan? What is a friend that's been with you all your life? Your body, your mind. That is the friend who has been with you all your life. But without the Guru's instruction, without following the Guru's commands, this mind frightens us. Sometimes we sit there and the thoughts which go through our mind, they are so dark and they are so evil that they frighten us. And sometimes with our eyes, we look at people in such a way that it frightens us. Sometimes words come out of our mouth which not just frighten the other person, but they frighten us as well. Sometimes we do things with our hands which, again, although they may be harming someone else as well, they also frighten us. Meet the Sajjan Sabjam, that this meet, this friend of the body and the Sajjan of our mind who has been with us since the day we've been born, they are like Jam, they are like messengers of death. They are scary, they're like demons without the instruction of the Guru. And we have to realize this, that without the instruction of the Guru, our mind runs wild and our body runs wild. And so in this first body of the Baramaha, Guru Sahib Ji is telling us, realize all of these things, take the first step of spirituality. And in these concluding lines, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, Nanak ki be nantiya. Sadhguruji says that I have this binanti, I have this prayer, oh Lord, listen to this, my prayer. Kar kripa dijena. What is the answer to all of these ailments, to all of these diseases, to all of this pain? There is only one answer, and that is Naam, God's name. Kar kripa, oh Vaheguru, please bless me with your name. And as Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, on Ang 1291, of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Atas Duniya Khonak Naam Khudaya. This whole world is Atas, is on fire, is burning away. And the Naam Khudaya, the name of the Lord, is the only thing which brings us any peace. The name of the Lord is the only thing which can soothe the burning fire. If there's a fire burning in front of us and we throw wood on it, and we throw petrol on it, do you think that will put the fire out? Of course it's not going to put the fire out. And material goods, that's like putting more wood onto the fire. The more material goods we get, the more we want. Guru Nanak Dev Ji says to us that hunger within you of greed will never go away. You can never satiate a fire. The fire is ever going. The only way of putting out the fire is with the water. And in this case, the fire of greed can only be put out with the immortal nectar of God's name. And Guru Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji tells us on Ang 682, Trisana Bujja Harka Naam, that the name of God, Bujja, puts out the fire of Trishna, of greed within us. Nanak ki binanti, Guru Sahib Ji says, have this prayer in your heart. Kar kirpa dijay naam, bless me with your name, O Vaheguru. Har melho swami sang prab, O my prab, O my lord, O my master. Melho, unite me, O Vaheguru, jiska nihichalataam. And when we are united with Vaheguru, then we become part of that nihichalataam, that eternal. Nihichal means that which never leaves or goes, that which can never be moved, that which is eternal forever. Tam, that house, that state of being which can never be moved, that state of being which is eternal. And that state of being is only found when the soul is united with Vaheguru. The only way of becoming eternal is merging with the eternal. And that is what Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is telling us, that if we want to gain that bisram, if we want that peace in our life, then we must merge into the ocean of all peace. We must merge into Vaheguru. And we must keep this upon our lips. This whole body is a body of ardas. This whole body is a body of humility. This whole body is teaching us how we must pray. This whole body is teaching us the first steps of spirituality. Nanak ki benantiya, kar kirpa dija naam, hare milho swami sang prabh, jiska nihchal taam. Vaheguru ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru ji ki fateh.